All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Welcome back to the ERA podcast.
Where's
episode.
The clap? Where's the clap?
We don't need
you,
a clap.
You clap every time.
I don't need it though. Welcome back to the episode of the podcast, episode 89. We do have Jamie coming. Jamie is just running a little bit late. There is a lot of traffic at the moment. But we've got Cade here for now, and when Jamie gets here soon, Cade will still be here. But we have a really cool idea that I want to explain really quickly. Jamie's got five fictional characters. I've got five fictional characters, and Cade has five fictional characters.
We're doing this now?
No, we're not going to do it now. Okay. We're going to do it with Jamie when he gets here. Just know it's going to be really interesting. So we're going to have five fight rounds, essentially. Five rounds. So Cade picks his first character, I pick my first character, and Jamie's first character, and the three of us decide out of which of those three characters who wins that fight out of the three of them. And we have five characters, so we're going to do this five times.
Fuck all your
characters up. Anyway.
I'm going to fuck all your characters up.
Shut the fuck up!
Whoa.
Shut up!
There's still people around.
Oh, yeah,
calm down, bro.
Okay.
Calm down.
What happens, bro, when you live with someone and you do a podcast with them?
We barely see each other. Seriously, yeah.
We barely see each other. We're both always so busy.
I'm gone all weekend. I'm working all week. We barely see each other.
Let's start off with how's your week? So how's your week, Cade?
Work.
I actually don't care. Work. We're going to start off with
had an interesting weekend. Fuck you. I had an interesting weekend. I went and saw Adam LZ drifting in Taupo. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Do you know why? Because I wasn't around you. No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, that was great. I was actually hoping Jamie would be here because he would actually understand what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll get here soon and you can little gossip about your little cars, okay? Anyways, how was your week? Good or bad? Just hurry up and say yes or no. Good or bad? Which one?
Yes.
It was good?
No.
Okay, well, if it wasn't
you
good,
you said
then
yes or no. You didn't say if it was good or bad.
Yeah, if it was good or bad. Is it good, yes or no?
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, that's all right. I said say yes or no. You said yeah, all right. That's not exactly what I said. But
well, this is a you're all right podcast, but you know.
Anyways, it's not all right. Anyway, how was my week? My week was good. Had a fantastic week.
Nobody
I barely
cares,
saw Cade. It was
snore.
The greatest week of my life. I barely saw Cade. I got one. This is serious. Next week, my last week of work. I've been a preschool teacher. And I'm off on a new journey. I'm trying to find a new career in film and television. That's my goal at the moment, and hopefully that's what's going to happen.
You should see if Noah in that looking for workers.
I thought about it, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to take a break anyway for a little bit, but we'll see. But let's talk about movie of the week, which I know you've seen the old ones. You haven't seen the new one because it's not out yet. But it's Final Destination Bloodlines. Have you seen the Final Destination films?
Yes.
All five of them?
No.
What have you seen?
The first and second one.
Okay, I haven't seen any of them except the latest.
Oh, and the third one. I've seen the third one.
Fin one. Bro, so good. Bloodlines, so good, man. So much blood and gore. And the end, did not see that coming. I don't know if I like it or not, the ending. I do. I'll say I like it, but it was definitely unexpected. I reckon you'd like it.
I probably would. I love
it. You like blood and gore.
Yeah, kind of, but to an extent.
What's that supposed to mean?
But like, to an extent.
Like what?
I loved Winnie the Pooh. What? You didn't.
Winnie the Pooh? What the
Winnie
fuck?
The Pooh.
We're talking about Final Destination.
Yeah,
about Winnie the
remember
Pooh?
The Winnie the Pooh movie that we watched? The horror movie?
Oh, bro, I thought you were talking about, you know, Winnie the Pooh. Like,
oh yeah, and take
like,
her and no.
Give me my honey. I'm family friendly. Yo, real right. quick, before we move on, could you do your best Winnie the Pooh impression? I'll go first.
No.
Oh, Tigger, that's my honey. Oh, Piglet, what are you doing? No, Piglet, we can't go down there.
I hope you don't cut that out. I really hope you don't cut that out so people can see how autistic you are.
That's a bit. for clarification, I am diagnosed with autism.
And I'm his biological cousin.
What were we talking about? The movie, though. I reckon you'd like it. You're talking about Winnie the Pooh. You like Winnie. I liked. No. I
love when you laughed at him running to the cave.
wait. Let me talk about this. So we watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Blue. Winnie the Blue.
So Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And there's this one scene in the movie that I thought was so funny. I kept rewinding it. Where, like, was it Winnie? Or it was Winnie there,
Winnie,
right?
Yeah, it was Winnie.
So Winnie is
chased. No, it was Pig.
No, it was Winnie. It was Winnie. No, it was Piglet.
I think it was Piglet, yeah.
It was Winnie. I know it was Winnie. So
oh, because Winnie. Spoilers, but yeah.
Winnie's chasing these girls, and these girls have this fire, and they're like waving the fire in the stick, and Winnie the Pooh, nothing's stopping him. As soon as he sees fire, oh shit, shit, no, no, runs. No, bro, it was so. I'm like, I have to rewind this. I have to rewind it and
rewind
just,
it.
It was so 12 good.
12 times.
So funny.
It wasn't that funny.
The thing is, right, when that movie came out, it's made by a bunch of like small guys, like indie film, essentially independent like, film, yeah. And first one came out, it was like at the start 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think it went up to like 8% or something like that. And then they got obviously a lot of money for that. Huge money. The budget was like probably 15,000 or a million or five, I don't know, something like that. Something very small. And then they made the second one where a Rotten Tomatoes score came out 100%
yeah,
at
it's
the start.
Apparently, or really good.
They locked the fuck in.
Apparently, it's really good.
I haven't seen the second one. Have you? No. You've seen it. I thought you said you saw it.
No, I haven't. I've seen the first one, not the second one.
I want to see the second one. And because I want to see the whole cinematic universe.
Yeah, the second one's got Tigger in it.
Oh, that'll be cool. Yeah, they've got like a Bambi one, a Peter Pan one.
They've got a new one coming out, haven't they?
Yeah, that's Peter Pan, Bambi. Yeah. And they'll do a third. I think they're doing a third Winnie the Pooh. But those guys, like, I don't like it because it's Winnie the Pooh. And obviously Winnie the Pooh went public, which means anyone can use it. But yeah, anyways, we were going to move on to Jamie's love life because we'll wait for him to get here. But Jamie.
We
do this
Jamie.
Update where Jamie, we talk about Jamie's love life. We're trying to get him a girlfriend. This guy hits up a girl, very close to me. Not that I would ever date her. It's not that kind of relationship. I just thought it was hilarious. So we're going to ask him about it when he gets here. Okay, well, I was going to wait for Jamie to do this, but I've got a weird conspiracy. So I don't know if you've seen my other podcast.
Yeah, sorry, with O'Shea, yeah.
And the raccoon one with Jerry?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, we've done a
sorry,
few of them.
Sorry, Jerry.
So sorry, weird Jerry. Conspiracies.
You still use
this my... week's...
I was trying to talk.
Oh, sorry.
Right. No.
Hurry up and
I'll
go.
Just go fuck myself. No, it's all right.
Okay, thank you. This... This week,
looking at the computer, it's not gonna fucking move.
I'm just checking the audio is still going.
It's still going.
This week's weird conspiracy: Australia isn't real.
I've seen that. I've seen the dude who posted that on YouTube.
Oh, did someone post it on YouTube?
So much hate.
Did he?
This was like in 2014.
Oh well, let's get going then. This is for you Australians out there, because I'm actually going to Melbourne, and I'm not gonna say when, but I'm going to Melbourne.
No one's gonna look for you.
Oh, actually, before I move on, shout out to those three kids that recognized me in the mall the other day.
Yeah.
I was going to watch Thunderbolts with my brother, and these three kids, I hear someone yell out, "I've seen you on TikTok." And at first, I didn't pay attention, because I'm like, there's no way that's me. He's not talking about me. Then he runs up to me. I've got the footage, and I'll put it on the screen. This kid gets in front of me, bows down. "Oh my God, I'm yours. I like started to back up. You can see in the camera, I started to back up. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll show you the footage afterwards.
Yeah.
And these three kids were so gassed. They're like, "Can I get a photo of you?" I was like, "Of course, bro." And I was almost crying. Like, this kid wants to take a photo of me.
That's cool.
So his two mates didn't know me, but the one guy that did, he knew me. And so the other two were like, "What's your TikTok? Let me see. It was really cool. It was the first time I ever got recognized. Yeah. Like, I've been recognized for the movies, so it's been the first time I got recognized for like TikToks.
Yeah.
And you got recognized too, right?
Yeah, on an off ramp. That was quite bizarre.
Yeah, tell us that.
I'm good.
What? Why?
No, so I was on the. I run a car page.
Fucking bitch doesn't want to tell stories on a podcast. What's he coming on a podcast for? I don't know. Anyways, keep going.
Because you couldn't get anyone else, and you called me this morning. At 7 o'clock in the morning, while I was at work.
Our host backed out.
While I was at work.
You said to me last night, "Can I come on the podcast?" And I said no, because we have someone come on.
While I was at work, he calls me while I'm in the middle of a meeting, and I decline his call. I call him back after my meeting, and he goes, "Bro, can you come on the podcast today?"
For your information.
And I said, "Yes, I will come on the podcast."
For your information, I was actually going to ask when, but you said to me the night before, "I can go on the podcast if you need."
Yeah,
at that point
we
had
day today.
At that point we had a guest already, so I said no. But then I'm like, "Oh, Kate can come on. You can come on."
Yeah.
So okay. Be fucking grateful you're here. Don't look at me like that. Yeah. He's walked out. Anyways, Come back. Tell us the story about the off-ramp.
Long story short, my car was recognized.
Say it again, because you were at the mic.
Long story short, my car was recognized on the Toyota 2 off-ramp.
What's the number plate?
Sideways. S-D-E-W-Y-S.
I'll ask something else in a second, but keep going.
And yeah, he had seen my car on Instagram and TikTok and liked my car.
Is that weird?
No.
I know getting recognized as a person is cool, but getting your car recognized, is that kind of like a bit odd?
No,
like,
I went to Taupo and recognized so many people. I've seen so many cars, but I've never seen their faces.
Yeah. No, that's fair. But then he said, like, you live around here?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I live like that way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, nice.
I know where you live.
No, not like that.
I saw in your story your number plate got squished in.
Yeah, someone backed into my number plate at work.
Do you know who?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do know who.
Do you want to say?
No.
Why? They deserve because, it.
No.
They deserve
no,
it.
No, because they're quite famous. So.
Well, then they definitely deserve it.
No.
How'd it happen?
It was dark in the morning and he tried to reverse his truck out. Didn't realize I had parked in front of him. Behind them and reversed back, hit my number plate and fully bent it in, so I bent it back, kind of.
It's just the number plate?
Yeah, just the number plate.
That's all right then. Is it all right?
Not really. That's, okay. That's a $6,000 number plate.
What the fuck?
I didn't pay for it.
Who did?
Not saying I stole it. It was our uncle's, and he's had it since he was 21 and he gave it to me.
Okay, so you spoon fed. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
What's next on the agenda?
So yeah, we're conspiracies. Australia isn't real.
It is though. I have been.
So
there.
Obviously, we know it's real. Oh, but for okay. this case, I'm going to argue that it's not real. Here's my reasons why Australia isn't real. Everyone with an accent is a paid actor. Hugh Jackman.
We have an accent.
No, we're not talking about Kiwi. We're talking about Australians.
Yeah, but we have an accent.
Yeah, but we're real. Australia isn't. So yeah. Everybody with an Australian accent is fake.
How?
Like they're paid actors.
How much are they getting paid?
That's what I'd like to know.
I'll be Australian.
I'll be Australian too. Yeah, I guess only a few get selected. You need to have a really good accent. They must have training camps for the accents. Oh, if I got accepted in, I'd love that.
They have a training camp
for the
Australian
guess.
Accent.
I would assume, right?
What? Do you walk in and instantly grab a VB long neck, down it? And then get into a VL Commodore.
A what?
A VB long neck.
Is that a drink?
Yes, Victoria Bitter.
And I'm assuming you just named a car?
Yes.
Is that like an Australian famous
yes.
car? Maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
The fact he didn't understand that is very concerning.
I'm assuming it's an alcoholic drink, knowing
yes.
you. And I don't
knowing
drink,
me.
And I don't drink alcohol. Yeah. This guy last night, ooh, beer. in the fridge.
I didn't realize I had beer left in the fridge. I walked in, I was like very surprised.
Next up, Disney created kangaroo. So you know Disney, how they got their animatronics? I think Disney played a big part in...
Kangaroo tastes good.
Can you think of one Australian type of film made by Disney? You've got Coco, which is Mexican. You've got obviously lots of Americans. Oh, Finding Nemo maybe? Actually, yeah, maybe Finding Nemo. Besides Finding Nemo?
Technically Finding Nemo, Finding Dory.
No, that one's... For some weird reason, here's what's crazy.
Yeah, it's an American film because it's...
Which,
yeah.
No. What I find interesting, I saw this online, Finding Nemo is set in Sydney.
Yeah.
And then Finding Dory is set in America.
Yeah. They're just traveling.
Yeah,
next year it's going to be Japan.
How does the fish swim all the way from Australia to America?
You heard it here first, guys. How do fish swim?
Fishes can't swim.
Fishes.
Yes, they
that's
cannot.
That's not a plural word.
We are not talking about that right now. We'll talk about that in a second. Listen.
Fish.
They cannot swim all the way from Australia all the way to America.
Yes, they can.
No, they have a specific like reef that they're in.
Oh, yeah, those fish. But I was talking about all fish.
No, I'm talking about the clownfish.
Yeah.
They can't swim from Australia all the way to America.
They got wicker wigs.
It's Marvel. Marvel. It's Pixar.
But... Fish.
Bro, we're not talking about this
not
because
fishes.
There are so many words that you think are words and they're not. So
like
I'm
what?
Not,
like
I'm
what?
Not even
name
getting
one.
Into it.
Name
I'm
one.
Not even getting
name
into
one.
It, bro, because it's going to
start
an argument that
one.
Goes on for 30
name
minutes.
Name one.
Big man, I'm not
name,
having an
name.
Argument.
No. I'm actually curious. Name one.
Yeah, after this, because if I name one, it's just going
to
turn
no,
into
I
a
swear
massive
to God,
argument.
I won't.
Okay.
Please name one.
Flights to Australia are simulated.
How?
So you get in the plane and it's a simulation. And they take you to like a film set and it's Australia. So the outback's just like a film set. Next
point. How much are they paying on this film set?
That's what I'd like to know. Aussie slang is gibberish.
Quite literally is.
Yeah. Can you give us your best Aussie slang?
Lad.
Lad. I say lad. A sentence.
Entes.
A what?
Entes.
What's that mean?
Entes are a shoe.
Really?
Yes.
I like your entes. I like your entes.
Like Eshays speak, well, not Pig Latin, but something close to Pig Latin.
Okay. No one can point it on a map.
I can point to it on a map.
But have you seen anybody point it on a map?
Yeah, me.
No.
I've seen me point it on a
map. I don't remember the last time you've gone Australia. I don't think you've ever done that to me.
I will pull up my phone right now and go, Australia.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, Australians are... whoever invented Australia is prepared to have that on your phone. But go to any $2 store, Wickles, and buy a map. Can you point to Australia?
No, can you point can't. To New Zealand?
Of course you can, because New Zealand's real. We're in New Zealand.
Name one film, one, besides from a New Zealand film, when they bring up a world map on a TV screen and New Zealand is not cut out.
Yo, you know, that's actually facts. You know what's so funny? This is actually hilarious.
Australia's there.
Australia, yeah, not. But I've never seen point to it, though.
We're not.
You watch any Mission
Impossible. New Zealand is
actually,
not.
Actually, there are movie films like
Mission Besides from the Minions.
No, Mission Impossible. Minion, what the fuck?
The Minions had New Zealand on.
How the fuck would you even know that? Attention to detail. Yes. No, actually, like some Mission Impossible films, if they have like world maps and stuff like that, they will like show New Zealand.
Okay, they have to be specific.
But like, I've actually got a bone to pick with Doc McStuffins. Holy shit, I've had this built up with anger for so long.
Stuff like the one that fixes the teddy bears.
Yeah. Just hear me out. This has pissed me off so much for some weird reason. When I was a kid, it pissed me off. I don't care anymore. So when I was a kid, got home from school, must have been like year six or something. Chuck on the TV, Doc McStuffins is there.
I didn't have a TV.
Doc McStuffins is there, and they're showing up a map, and New Zealand's not on it. And I just remember ranting to my mum. Like, this was my first experience realizing that whoever made this show has just cut us out. This is my first experience seeing that, like, New Zealand's not on the map. And I wrote a letter to Doc McStuffins out of anger after school in my school uniform. I grab a piece of paper and a pen and I write a letter to Doc McStuffins. I fold it up and I said, can you send this to the people that make Doc McStuffins? My mum takes it. Obviously, she would have chucked it in the bin or something. But
imagine she actually Doc McStuffins,
hey, PK. Shut the fuck up and just watch the show. But that's, yeah. You were saying something about you were poor?
I wasn't poor.
You said you didn't have a TV.
I didn't have a TV. Because,
so you're poor?
No, because our family believed in the outdoors. That's why I have, I don't know. I don't have anything.
No, fair enough.
That's why I don't have social anxiety.
Cade lives with me, and I bought Weet-Bix. And my thing in the house is like, you know, we can't buy any more stuff until we eat what's already there. And this motherfucker says to me, I lived with Weet-Bix for 15 years of my life. I'm not eating anymore.
I'm fine with Weet-Bix every now and then.
Oh, not Weet-Bix, cornflakes, sorry.
Oh, cornflakes. Fuck cornflakes.
Yeah.
Fuck cornflakes.
I don't think I had any more points with
the Australian. And rice bubbles. Like, why?
Yeah. The next thing we have is Love Life and our fight with our fictional characters. But we're gonna cut the cameras here, cut the audio, and
Why?
We're gonna wait for.
Why can't we just like? What's the time?
8 o'clock.
Oh, fucking where the fuck is he?
We're gonna.
Can you call him?
Yeah.
We'll no, like on camera, call him.
No, it's so fucked for the audio.
Why do you call me when we're doing the spin the wheel? Actually, you haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, we don't really spin the wheel anymore. So,
oh, you just do it at premiere nights that I'm not invited to. Yeah, he just does it to premiere nights that no, I actually can't physically.
I actually still do watch movies on Sundays. By the way, you went to a premiere of The Accountant too, so.
I think I hear him. I want to go to Lilo and Stitch. When? Can I please go to Lilo and Stitch?
I can't wait to go to Lilo and Stitch. All right, so we're back and
it's
Jamie.
Black magic.
Okay, stop. 3, 2, 1. Okay, and we're back and Jamie is here. Just explain what happened real quick.
On the way here, I left at 6, I think it was like 6:10.
Fuck, and it's like, you got here 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Well, he does live an hour away from here.
Yeah, and that's why it's it was 2 hours. Crash.
Long story short, I was stuck in traffic, so.
That's all good, you're here now.
Now you're getting all the questions.
Now, we've done movie of the week, we've done our weird conspiracy, we've done had normal conversations, so now we've got two things to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to get through one really quickly, and then the rest of it is going to be our five characters fight. That I messaged you about.
All right.
And
right.
I'm going to fuck okay. all of you.
Just wait. I'll explain the rules in a second. Okay. So, Jamie's love life. Are there any updates?
I matched with a chick on Tinder yesterday.
Yeah?
No, the day before. Messaged her, and then she unmatched with me.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is why but I that's all good, never eh? Had Tinder.
What was her name?
I don't even know. I can't remember. I didn't really pay much attention. I just hit her with a... Just like a...
Cheeky sly word.
Yeah, pick up line, and then, yeah, she just unmatched. I guess it
she just picked her shit up and left.
any more updates?
Yeah, nah.
Because I've got one.
Okay, yeah.
My girlfriend's sister...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, if you'll find me putting this in, this will be a really funny clip when I explain it.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, we've got this thing where we talk about Jamie and try to get him a girlfriend. It's an update we do everybody, like, you know. So...
You don't have to put the try there. We're going to get him one.
We're going
to
get him one.
We're exactly. going to get him one.
But...
Might take a year.
Average.
Now, I'm all for supporting you. So, a couple of weeks ago, you told us that one of your pickup lines were like, you look like you'd steal my good hoodie.
I actually
which is fair. It's cool. It's good.
He showed me it. I actually remembered it in my mind. I was like, no way. He actually
it's a good pickup line.
Exactly. It's a good pickup line. So Jamie decided to use this pickup line on my girlfriend's sister. Now, I actually don't give a shit. I don't care. I you know, if I'd seen that, if her name is Sui, I would have been like, okay, it doesn't matter. Are you going to go for it or not? But the thing is, you message that to someone that just came from Japan and doesn't know English. So
I don't know that, bro.
She's at uni studying English. I have to talk to her very slowly so she understands. So
bro, that's pretty basic English, bro.
So no. But she didn't understand it was a pickup line. So she screenshotted it and sent it to Rin because she was confused. She didn't know what you were trying to say. Like, she wasn't sure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she didn't know it was a pickup line.
Yeah.
And then Rin also didn't understand. So Rin took that screenshot and sent it to me and said, what's he talking about?
Oh, that's gone.
And I looked at it. I was like, oh. Oh, he's trying to flirt.
And then he's like, I get home yesterday.
I messaged Sui and I said, he's trying to flirt with you. And she didn't know what flirt meant. And then I explained it to her. And like,
yeah.
It's not fair enough. She doesn't understand much English. She just came from Japan.
But
yesterday, gee, how do you go to uni and...
She's studying English.
Yeah.
At uni.
Yeah.
Like, it's an English school.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I got home yesterday and he goes, bro, look at this shit. I was like, what?
I haven't showed anybody else.
He goes, look at this. And shows me. I instantly saw the pickup line. And I was like, who did he send that to? He goes, Sui. I break down. Did she understand? No.
You're actually interested in her. I know she's not against having a boyfriend.
She, what? Isn't she the same age as me as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
You old.
No.
The fuck you mean 21. You're the same age as me?
21
I'm 20. You
true.
Old, bitch.
You turned old. 21 this year, though.
Next year, bro.
Nah.
God. Are you actually interested
next
in her,
though? Yeah.
Yeah? I'm always interested in talking to someone.
Well, she's going to stay at my place tomorrow night. Maybe I'll put in a good word.
All
right. I don't think she fully understood what was happening, so I'll explain to her.
If
like,
I end up
tomorrow.
Not going up north tomorrow, I'll get home, bro. My son just got saved by this dude named Jamie.
Do you know this guy?
He just saved my life.
Let's quickly get into our
y'all about
fight.
To get
so I'll just explain
up.
It really quickly. Okay. I explained fucked it at the start, but just now that here, I'll explain it to you. So. You have five fictional characters. You have five fictional characters, and I have five fictional characters. You didn't pick ones from the same franchise or stuff, right? Like they're all five different.
Oh fuck! Yeah, sort of. Okay. Yeah, they can be. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I got a. There's a couple of piss takes we have too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? So you're going to pick your first, second, third.
Fictional as well, eh?
Yeah. Okay. Or it can be anybody, really. So they can be anyone. So you're going to say your first one, you'll say your first one, I'll say my first one, and then the three of us respectfully... Oh, no. Actually, let's switch this around. So let's say, for example, mine's Dora the Explorer. Mm. Yours is Optimus Prime. Mm. And yours is, like, Dracula.
Yeah.
I have to fully stick to my Dora the Explorer is going to win. Okay. Even though I know for a fact it's not, I have to stick because it's what I picked. Okay. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So what's your first one?
Bombodilo.
Oh, my crocodilo.
Who's that?
He's a mean character.
It's like a Italian brain rot. Like, it's a bomb plane with a crocodile on the front of it.
It's a plane?
No.
It's a crocodile plane.
Is it, like, real?
No, it's a meme.
No, they're all fictional.
No, like, is this like a vehicle or I'm confused?
It's a character.
It's like a character.
Wait, can you show me a picture? Just pull up. What's your first character?
Rick Sanchez.
Oh, from Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. The book's out.
I got Godzilla.
Oh, you're getting clapped by me.
let me see a picture of this first.
Bombodilo crocodilo. Oh, what is it?
Bombodilo crocodilo.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who wants to start?
So,
can I just say
Godzilla real quick? Okay. Claps that.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that.
No, but I fly over Godzilla and just bomb him. Like...
You can't bomb Godzilla.
You can't bomb. He's a walking... Have you not seen the newest Godzilla? He's a walking nuke.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that
He is a walking
nuke. He is a walking nuke.
Yeah, you can't hit that guy. I'm going to eat that.
Yeah. And Rick Sanchez just claps you.
Does his thing beat yours?
No.
Realistically, Rick would just like put a portal into the ground and teleport Godzilla away.
You're gone.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So I've won. Sorry.
Rick.
Okay. Yeah. So 1 point to K. Let's say that. One point to K. Okay, 1 point to K. Okay. What's your second character?
Tung, tung, tung.
Oh my god. I swear to god. If you just keep doing this.
You gotta show me a picture. I don't.
Is that the wood one?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh my god.
Show me a picture.
Do I have to show you one's favorite?
I don't know what that is.
Bro. He looks like the Peanut Man from, what was that movie we watched recently? The one where the robots take over? What? Oh, was it me and you? No, it was me and you.
Oh, that guy. I've seen that guy. All right, okay. What's your second one?
Chuck Norris.
Who's that? It sounds familiar. It does sound familiar.
Chuck Norris.
How do you not know Chuck Norris?
I don't know. I guess I don't.
He was there and will always be there. Chuck Norris.
Could you show us a picture?
See a picture of everyone.
Well, I don't know who that is. It sounds familiar, though.
Chuck Norris.
But we're doing fictional characters. Chuck Norris isn't fictional.
It said anyone.
Yeah, anyone. You could do anyone. But I thought you'd... Yeah, anyone.
Chuck Norris.
I don't know who that is.
Chuck Norris is like the man.
Oh, I put the Scarlet Witch, so I think I'm winning.
Chuck Norris wins.
Nah.
Scarlet Witch. Yeah.
Tung so hard.
The guy. Is he just wood?
Yeah.
He's literally.
He's the guy that dances, or he starts with his hand on the screen.
On the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Scarlet. I put Scarlet Witch, so I think Scarlet Witch is winning.
Okay. We'll just roll with that, even though Chuck Norris definitely wins.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Does he have superpowers or weapons or?
He's Chuck Norris.
Here's the definition of him. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Alright, next one.
What's your third one?
I had his name in my head just a second ago. Give me 2 seconds to think about it.
Yeah, what's your second one?
The Presence.
What's that?
The Presence is the creator of the DC universe.
Did you go on JetGPT?
No.
Presence? What superpowers does he have?
Everything. He is the creator of everything.
Oh, Bob from the Minions. Oh, not the Minions. Despicable Me.
Such a between those two. Dude. I put Superman.
Which Superman?
Pardon?
Which Superman?
The character Superman.
But there's different Superman.
No, we're just doing Superman.
Oh, okay.
They're all the same, really.
If you used cosmic armor Superman, you would have had a chance, but okay.
Fuck it. You're not a nerd, mate. Let's not take yours out. What was yours?
The Presence.
The Presence. So what does he do?
He's pretty much God.
Okay, but what powers does he have?
Everything.
Like what? Give an example. Have you read how do you know this character?
Comics.
Okay, what have you read in comics that he can do?
He is the creator of
like give
Superman,
an example.
Everything. He is the creator of DC.
Are you like
in the world? He is like what Christians think is God. He is the creator.
Okay, but some people can kill their creators. No, like, just be specific. What have you read in comic books? What you've read in comic books, what have you seen him do in comic books?
So what he is, right, I'm trying to explain this to you.
Okay.
Is a being that is all-knowing, all-seeing, all-doing. And cannot die, cannot be reborn, cannot do anything. He is just a create. He is pretty much a spirit that cannot die. He is everything.
What was yours?
Bob.
I might just go Bob, eh?
Yeah, same. He is the King of England, so like, shit, man.
Actually, that's a good point. Like, that's a good point.
And he also has that ray gun that turns cunts into like ice.
That's true.
That's true.
No, but like he could grab it if he wanted to.
Fair. Okay, Bob wins.
Okay, what's your fourth one, Jimmy? Fourth.
My fourth one will be John Cena, because his superpower is that you can't see it.
Okay.
Zeno.
Who's that?
Zeno's funnily enough, the creator of the like Dragon Ball universe.
Okay, so what can he do?
He is actually a kid. He's as old as time, but he is like this tall.
Okay, what can he, like, what powers does he do? Like,
everything.
Can you be more specific?
How is it specific?
If he wants to kill someone, if he wants to kill someone, does he snap their fingers and they go? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to say. You've literally just said everything. Be specific. So he can
like erase an entire universe like that.
Okay, I put Kevin from Home Alone. Think about this. What's your guy's name?
Zeno.
Okay, I think Kevin from Home Alone might have a few traps for Zeno.
Zeno sits in his palace.
What was yours?
John Cena.
John Cena.
Cena just sits on his throne with his little twin buddy. Yeah, but
Zeno can't see John Cena because he can't see him. So he'll go to step out of existence. He's just
you're
like,
a god.
You can't see me.
Kevin sees both of you coming.
Zeno can't see. He has traps ready for you.
Kevin can't John see Cena shit. Doesn't he wear glasses? I've actually never seen Home Alone. Has he got glasses?
Who?
Kevin.
Have you never seen Home Alone either?
The original is really good, bro.
Does he have glasses?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. He really can't.
Zeno wins.
I'm going to go with John Cena.
Zeno wins!
No, I'm going to go with John Cena because Zeno can't see John Cena coming.
That's actually a good call.
Okay, what's your fifth and final?
My fifth and final...
Do you not have this written down?
Bro,
you were stuck in traffic. Yeah, you were stuck in traffic. Who's your fifth and final?
Fifth and final. That would be the dog from Cat Dog.
Oh, well, that would be Cat and Dog, right? Because they're connected.
Yeah.
So Cat Dog.
Yeah.
Just the dog half, though.
Just the dog.
So the cat's just like a dead body?
So the one that
chases has been dragged along?
Just cut off, yeah.
Okay. So does the... Okay.
What's yours? No, what's yours?
No, you go first.
You have only gone last this entire scene.
I think mine's going to surprise you. What's yours? No, you go.
No, you have been last the entire time. Go.
Hurry up, go.
This is your game, go.
Hurry up.
Go.
Hurry up.
Go. I'll walk out, I don't give a fuck.
Hurry up, what's your last one?
No, you go.
I guess we're not doing it then. What's your last one?
The one above all. You should know who that is.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Okay. No fucking way. This guy went on ChatGPT.
Nope.
Top five strongest characters. You know how I know?
Nope.
Because I did it today because I was curious.
Nope. I don't even have
ChatGPT. And the DC and the Marvel one were both there.
I do not have ChatGPT downloaded on my phone.
Okay. What does he do?
You know who the one above all is.
I don't know who that is.
You just said you know who the one above
all is. I know he's from Marvel, but I don't know who he is.
One of the five most powerful...
You have ChatGPT?
What was the question?
Like, fictional what's characters. Like top five?
What are the top five most strongest fictional characters?
So who is he?
He's like the presence, but
oh, so boring. Marvel. You gotta like twist it up. You've just given three characters.
Doctor Who.
You've given
Doctor Who.
You've given three characters that are just the same.
Yeah, because I want to win. But Doctor Who.
What are the top five fictional characters? Yeah.
There are so many incredible fictional characters. Is that what he sounds like? But here are five that are often loved. One, Harry Potter from the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter would have been a good pick. Frodo Baggins from the Lord of the Rings. That would not have been
seen Lord of the Rings.
I have. Three, yes. Sherlock no, you haven't.
Sherlock Holmes. That fucking list is shit. What the fuck? Elizabeth Bennet from Pride
Jane Austen.
Huh?
Gee, you're dumb as fuck. I said fictional
characters. Why is Sherlock Holmes in there?
Doctor Who.
Shut up.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Bro, you've picked three characters just the same. So boring. Yeah.
Gee, but I reckon Luffy would fuck up Goku from One Piece. Luffy would fuck up Goku.
Which stage is Luffy?
Oh, right now.
Wait, what was your fifth one?
Let's just go.
Luffy. Wait, did you pick one? Did you say one?
Yeah, no, I just can't remember.
Luffy
from One Piece. Okay, yeah, he would fuck everyone up.
Dominic Toretto.
All right, who's Luffy that? Wins.
Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah, Luffy would Luffy just like wins. Fucking look at him and he'd fall over.
No, because family.
No, but Luffy would win.
I don't know who Luffy is.
Luffy's more of a family-orientated man than
But even though... Do you know what Luffy's fruit is? It's not the gum fruit.
Yeah, it's...
Who's Luffy?
The rubber. Luffy's from One Piece. He's the... No, yeah. It's not gum.
There's a specific name for it. It's a...
He's got the sun fruit. The sun god's fruit. Yeah. The cartoon fruit.
It's... There's a special name for it.
Yeah.
Though. There's a... Oh, I can't remember the name. But
yeah.
A god fruit or some shit like that.
Yeah. So he... Yeah.
Tough. Yeah.
Tough.
One Piece tough. Is tough.
Tough. Ass. Are you caught up?
No, I'm in Wano. Chapter 3 of Wano.
Oh.
Well, we're going to... Before we close it off, we're going to do goals of the week. Jamie, what's your goal of the week?
What's today? Thursday?
Yeah.
My goal this week is to use Tinder more. Use Tinder more.
I bet you have Tinder gold.
I actually don't, and I don't really want to get it because it's a scam. Yeah,
I found out, I don't want it because it's also embarrassing. I found out if you have Tinder gold, everybody else knows that you have it.
Because really?
Yeah, your profile comes up with the gold. I didn't realize that until ages ago. But so that's why I don't want to buy it because people will know you've bought it.
But you have a girlfriend. Why have you got Tinder?
No, when I was on Tinder, I knew this. So don't buy it because people will know you have it. And people say it's always embarrassing. That's why they don't want to swipe.
I don't care what people think about me, but I still don't want Tinder gold. That's just kind of desperate. Yeah.
What do you get on it?
I don't know. I don't fucking pay for it.
Unlimited.
No, but it'll say like the features, right?
Oh, I think it's like unlimited swipes and super likes. See who likes you.
Yeah.
Because the likes are hidden, eh?
Yeah, I think it gives you like more filter options as well for like your feet, like the chicks you're choosing. Like, if you want them no hair, you can select no hair.
Damn.
Bonk.
Sorry. Is that really a feature?
I imagine so, bro. I'm like.
So you can be twinning.
Yeah.
What's your goal of the week?
Make it through the week.
Okay, no, that's fair. No, that's fair.
Oh, to get up north to see my mum for Mother's Day.
Okay. Mine is just send off a bunch of emails that I need to do. I need to catch up on emails. That's my goal of the week.
Damn.
I
fucking
hate emails.
I don't use email. I hate it. I only do it for like if someone needs to email me. I don't ever send an email out except to your dad in Australia.
How's your old man?
He's good.
Surfing.
It'll be good.
In Australia. I thought you said Australia didn't exist.
It's not in Australia.
Oh.
Australia
I was told he was in Australia.
Did He's you up know, north. Did you know that the Earth is actually hollow, bro?
Huh?
Bro, actually, I've got an announcement.
Oh.
I'm going to meet my brother for the first time in a couple of
weeks. Oh, is this the one that
No shit.
I'm going to meet him for the first time.
No shit.
He lives in Melbourne. I'm going to Melbourne. So I'm going to Melbourne in a couple of weeks, and I've already organized what date I'm going to see him and stuff. So yeah, I'm going to go meet him.
That is cool.
Yeah. I messaged him. I was a bit like, at first, like maybe he doesn't want to. And then he was like, exclamation mark, let's do it.
That's cool.
And then he kidnaps you and then sells your body for maybe. Parts.
Here's the thing, I don't even
know. He just keeps you in the basement, so when you die, he's got a donor.
Tell me where my dad is.
No, maybe he'll put a camera in front of you. And
he's up north.
Maybe you put a camera in front of you and like force you to make YouTube videos and then take in your ad revenue for the rest of your life and you'll just be forced to make YouTube videos.
He's only going to be making 10 cents a day.
I make more than that.
I'm kidding.
What's 11 fuck?
Cents, Kate. It's Come 11
cents. Actually, you need to post, man.
I post every day.
Oh, yeah, that's the shorts, eh?
I upload on YouTube, TikTok every single day. And
YouTube every day. Oh, shorts.
Shorts, yeah.
Do you get money from shorts?
Yeah. That's why I do it. Yeah, bro. Damn. Why do you think I upload so much, bro?
How much do you get from shorts?
I upload twice every day on YouTube.
What do you get from shorts every month?
I can show my analytics afterwards.
Oh, I want to see. Show me, yeah.
But what was I going to say? I've got two YouTube videos that are completely filmed and edited, and one we're going to do in Australia, but like I just need to actually edit them.
Seems
yeah.
Yeah, didn't you film a vlog or something? Or you're going to?
Yeah, I'm just lazy, bro.
Yeah, it takes time.
You would have liked where I went on the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's why he wanted you.
Taupo.
Oh, Taupo.
Adam LZ tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, did you know the D1NZ competition that they just had?
Yep.
My mate Connor Hilligan came second. Second in the tandem drifting.
We're doing Magic Mike.
Me and Master Skidway.
Yeah.
Liam, we're walking around and we went out on Saturday night. Went to the tappies, the good old exercise.
The Moldy Piano.
And won over $1,000.
Oh, shit.
Not bad, good Ooh. Size. Straight into a savings account. Shouldn't have done that. I needed that this week. But yeah.
Over 40 is one of our longest episodes.
Really?
Is there anything
I forgot
like
to tell you that, actually.
Tell me what.
I went into the pub in Taupo, put in $20 into the casino, the tap machine, forgot what they're called, and came out with $150.
Yeah.
Then gave $10 to Holly, and she came out with $860-something.
Jesus.
Do you feel like you owe some of that money to yourself?
No, we just put in a savings account.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, do you have a shared bank account? Oh, yeah, that's smart. And anything else you want to say before we close up?
You a bitch. Fuck you.
Do you want to ride home?
You a bitch.
You want to ride home?
Jamie, you want to drop me home or pay you?
What?
You want to drop me home, I'll pay you.
No.
Huh.
You want to ride home?
I can Uber.
Okay, Uber then.
Fuck you,
right now,
bitch.
Book it right now.
Fuck you, bitch. No, I want to get KFC first. Fuck you, bitch.
No, book the Uber right now for 9 o'clock. That's enough time. Book it right now. Go on.
No.
Do it, you pussy. Exactly. Shut the fuck up.
He's going to book it for me.
He's going to book it. Nah, thank you guys so much for... Oh, real quick...
Damn,
Nick's,
this has been a lot of real quicks.
We're going to take a break. Me and Jamie spoke about this. We're going to take a break. No, we're going to be next episode.
We're doing a social experiment, guys. We're,
To Australia.
We're trying.
Okay.
We can quit how long it actually takes us to quit.
I'm definitely bleeping that. We've got a couple more.
To show how easy it is to quit. And
And then we'll show the
addiction.
Video. We'll show the video all through West Auckland.
We're going to upload a couple more over the next few weeks, and then we're going to take a month break to do a season 4.
A month?
Oh,
three weeks.
Damn. That's a long ass time.
You don't even listen to our episodes.
No, I don't.
So all right, thanks for watching.
Bye.